Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me for this brief meditation. You have two choices for this meditation. Lie on your back on a mat or blanket with your feet about hip width apart, and just let them fall away from one another, and your arms at your sides, relaxed. If you're sitting, then just keep your back nice and straight, but not stiff. With both your feet on the floor and your hands comfortably in your lap. Follow along as best you can. Try to stay awake and alert. Remember to breathe comfortably and that the breath should flow freely in and out of the body. When you notice that your mind is wandering, as it will, gently bring the mind back to focus on these instructions. Be sure when you're bringing yourself back to your awareness of your body that you are gentle with yourself. There's no need to get upset or frustrated. Just quietly bring your mind back to where you should be. Over time, this wandering will happen less and less. To begin the meditation, become aware of your belly rising as the breath moves into your body and falling as the breath moves out. Don't control the breath. There's no need to do that. Just let it find its own rhythm. Feel your body sink deeply into the chair or the mat. Each breath, your body sinks deeply. Remember, if you're sitting up, there's no need to slouch as you relax. Practice this for a few seconds. Now, on the next in-breath, direct your attention all the way down through your body to the soles of your feet. Become aware of your toes, the arches of your feet, the place where your heel meets the floor. Notice any sensations in your feet. Is there texture on the floor? Is it warm or cool? Is there tightness or pressure? Practice this for a few seconds. Let your breath move to both feet. Imagine that you breathe right inside your feet. First in your right foot, and then out, and then any tiredness or tension just drifts right out of the sole of your foot. Now breathe into your other foot and let it breathe out. Let go of any tiredness or tension from the soles of that foot. Now, move up your body, stopping along the way if you find any tension, soreness. There's no need to pay attention to it, just notice it. Then settle onto your shoulders. Notice the muscles going from your shoulder up your neck and going from your neck down your shoulders. Notice the backs of your shoulders. Is there tightness or tension or heaviness or lightness? Whatever is there, You can simply observe it. Breathe deeply into your shoulders. Release any tension. Let your shoulders continue to relax down. Practice this for a few seconds. Remember that if your mind wanders, you can always bring it back to your breath. You can use your breath at any time as an anchor for your attention. You can do this when you're in class, studying, hanging out with friends, with your family, taking a moment and simply observing your breath quietly, eyes open, anywhere, will help you relax. So let's draw our attention to the head and notice the contact that your head makes with your shoulders or with the floor if you're lying down. Is it heavy or light? Notice the sensations at the top of your head, your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your cheeks and mouth, your jaw. Move your jaw just a little bit and relax it. Best as you can, notice any and all sensations all around your face and head. Let your next breath fill your entire head area, breathing in some relaxation, breathing out any tightness. Practice this for a few seconds. As we conclude this practice, be fully aware of your body as a whole, sitting or lying. Aware of the breath moving in and out at its own pace, feeling relaxed, strong, and at ease. Good luck. Enjoy. And speak to you again soon. Good morning, friends. This is Shane here, your mindful educator. And I wanted to give you some advice this morning about being out and about in the world and mindful. It's always important to remember that mindfulness comes from a place of calm. Now you can get excited and happy and all those kinds of things, and you can be mindful, but your original state of mindfulness comes from this place of observation and calm. So what I want you to do in this moment is just take note of your feet and your hands. Notice how your hands feel in this moment. Are they in your pockets? Are they at your sides? Are they holding something? Do they feel the warmth of the coffee? What do your hands feel like? Take a few minutes right now and just think about that. I'll come back after a brief pause. Did you notice your fingernails? The sensation of them? Did you notice one finger touching another? Did you notice something else? When we take time to notice the actual sensations and things that are around us, you'll find something fascinating happens. You realize that except a few times during the day, for most of us, there's a simple, calm, and direct way that our body reacts to things. Now, if you did that same exercise with your feet, you might feel your shoes and the way they are around your feet. You might feel the pressure of the toes between being pushed together. You may feel the sensation of your socks. Whatever it is, just take note. Now, take 5 deep breaths. All right. You got it. And this is your day. This is your time. Enjoy it. And I'll see you again soon. Good morning. So this morning, I have to get up quite early. And I know many of you do get up early. As a teacher, oftentimes our schedule is we have to arrive bright and ready for our students. So here's a meditation to get you going and flowing in the morning. As you're going into work, think about all those things that you could be doing to help students with their lives. Think of all those moments in class when you can build a connection and make learning more powerful for your students. Imagine that for a moment. I know one of my things that I do sometimes when I'm falling asleep at night is I will think about my next day, especially if I have an activity or something new that I'm trying, and my mind will run through that activity almost like a simulation. Many people who know about athletes and their methods know that athletes oftentimes will visualize what their performance looks like. As instructors and people who are trying to teach others, I find that when I visualize my efforts that I'm about to do, I end up performing much better. My mind has already walked through this scenario, and it may even be a class that I am currently teaching. It could be a special workshop, or it could even be something related to a specific section in a chapter where you want to try something new. So try this meditation right now and spend a few moments visualizing those moments in your class.